Right, let's look ahead to Huddersfield Town's debut in the Premier League. Crystal Palace on Saturday afternoon at Selhurst Park. That is the very first game. Let's look ahead to it with Town fan Adam Jarello joins us now. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you still feeling that excited energy that we've all had since that bank holiday Monday in North London?
Absolutely. Daft question to any Town fan, that. Yeah, absolutely. It's just starting to become more real now, isn't it? Because, you know, everything's all sorted for Saturday. It's not long now. And it's just a culmination of all this excitement. I just can't wait.
We knew going into that playoff final and through last season that the team was made up of players who were coming in on loan, and it was a case that certain members of that squad may or may not be with us the following season. Now we're coming toward it, and the fact that Town have managed to keep the likes of an Aaron Moy and actually bring him in permanently, do you see that as a huge thing and a big sign of intention really from Town?
100%, yeah, and the signings we've brought in as well, and the fact that we got all our, well, the majority of our business, I should think so, we got all that in early. It's a statement of intent, and Wagner likes the team spirit, which was, you know, integral to our promotion. I'm just very happy that we've managed to sign Aaron Moy. That was the first one that sort of got me excited. All the other signs as well, very excited about. And I've managed to see a few of the pre-season games streaming online and things like that, and I've liked what I've seen. I mean, you can't judge too much. People moan a lot when you lose a pre-season, but, you know, it's for fitness really, and it's the togetherness of the squad, and you can see that in all the videos that the club's putting out there. There's already a camaraderie that I think is going to help us maintain what we started last season.
I'm going to ask you, Adam, to look into your crystal ball, which is always a really unfair question, but of the players that have come in, I guess, first of all, which one has excited you the most, but also which one do you think that at the end of the season may have proved to have been the most crucial of them all?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, Aaron Moy was the person that I wanted Town to sign. That was number one. But I was also very excited about Tom Ince, because he's got a lot to prove to the Premier League. I think he's 25 now, and he's had a couple of shots at the Premier League, never really lived up to his potential. You know, that kind of thing with the media saying that he should be playing better, he should always be playing at a higher standard. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder, which can be a really good thing in the Premier League, and I think he's going to be a very astute signing. And Steve Meunier as well, who's this striker that we've sort of always wanted. No disrespect to Naki Wells, but, you know, he seems to be an out-and-out striker and someone who will be on the end of assists from Van der Parra, from Tommy Smith, you know, that kind of player. So it's a good question. I'm really excited about a lot of them. It's nice. It's also nice to have Casey Palmer back, albeit on loan, but, you know, Chelsea aren't going to sell. But, yeah, I think Tom Ince and Aaron Moy are my two ones that I've really got an eye on.
In terms of the captaincy, this week we know that Mark Hudson has now retired from playing, so he's going to move into the back room things, the coaching with Town. It left that opportunity for a club captain. The club has gone with Tommy Smith. Did you see that one coming, and is that the player that you would have given that responsibility to?
100%, yeah. I mean, he just epitomised the entire season last season. And there was one moment as well when he came out after we just before we lifted the trophy, and he came out on his crutches because he broke a bone in his foot in the playoff final, and he came out on his crutches and he just gave a big sort of fist bump to the fans, and it just epitomised that. Yeah, sound like a soundbite here, but it epitomised the terrier spirit, and he's just coming to his own under his first full season under Wagner, and it's fantastic to see. He's a fantastic player and a great leader by all accounts. I mean, Mark Hudson was integral to the team behind the scenes from what I've read and from the interviews I've seen. But, you know, he's 35 now, and I think he's made the right decision. He always wanted to go into coaching, according to his interview. So it's a great decision to pick Tommy Smith. I was going to say Tommy Smith. If not Tommy Smith, then Jonathan Hogg. Because, you know, he's the Terminator. But I think Tommy Smith is a great choice.
Saturday, all gets underway, Selhurst Park. They, Crystal Palace, have not made many signings. They have changed manager, though. Frank de Boer coming in, previously doing well with Ajax before then, a maybe less successful trip to Italy. But, I mean, what have you made of Crystal Palace?
Crystal Palace, the sort of team that they went up a few years back, a few seasons back, and they always seem to play well, but they're always in and around that kind of drop zone, you know. And I think they'll have a great season. I think they'll have a good season this season. But I think it's a team that is ideal for us to play on the first day of the season. We're an unknown quantity. People are saying, oh, there's no Premier League experience. The pundits are tipping us to go down, which, to be fair, if you don't follow town, you don't know much about the club, you would instantly be like, right, well, Brighton and Huddersfield are going to struggle because they've never been in this league before, blah, 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 blah. But these are the same pundits who tipped us to go down from the Championship last season. But, sorry, getting back to your question, Crystal Palace, tough game, but a winnable game. And I think Wagner's going to play to win like he always does. You know, we don't see that many draws for Huddersfield Town nowadays, which is refreshing. But I think we'll set up to win, and I think we're in with more than a good chance to beat Palace on the opening game of the season.
Well, we'll find out if Huddersfield Town can start their Premier League campaign with 3 points. That match at Crystal Palace, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff. It's been great to get you on the show, though. Adam Jurrell, Huddersfield Town fan, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Pleasure, Andy. Thank you very much.